world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Final hour here on this Friday night. Well, still got the website, philhendryshow.com. Get some archives there. And get yourself a podcast or two and get yourself a video cast or two. We're on video right now at Phil TV in HD. And we have, usually before the show starts, we'll do an hour of our video cast. And it's generally a, kind of a background thing, right?
Yes, like the other night you were talking about, you know, doing this party that you went to. And the background on all of that. At some point, you're going to have to tell people.
Yeah, you got to tell people what's going on.
There's nothing to tell, man. There's nothing to tell. I'll tell you. I'll say we're working on an animation project. Big wow. What about it?
Well, that's big news.
No, it's not big news. It isn't big news until you turn it into an actual pilot and then it goes on the air. That's when it's big news. Just sitting down and writing something, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, now you saying that makes it appear to the people listening that I don't know my you-know-what from 40 cents a week about the entertainment business, and I'm very well versed in it.
Fine. Who said you didn't?
Well, give me a chance to say, yes, but I also know.
Okay, now's your chance.
Doesn't make any sense now.
Yeah, you already said it.
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. Phil, don't act flustered. You're the jack... Well,
don't call me a jackball, okay?
Well, you're the guy.
All right, look, I know that we have... I think we're going to... R.C. Collins is going to join us here from Bradley Military Academy in just a moment because there has been an announcement in the Paula Deen case that I guess he seems to think is some kind of...
But he said that you owe him... He said you got to take one for the team, something like that.
I got to take one for the team. What does that mean? R.C., how are you, young man?
Yes, Mr. A., I'm doing good, sir.
And how are things there at school?
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. The reason why I was calling is because of the news item that I saw and you wanted me to call up if we ever seen any news item that we... If you said to call up if we ever seen any news item. I mean, you know...
Yeah, one that is worthy of going on the air with.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you got?
Yes, sir. I have a news item here that says Paula Deen lawsuit appears to be over. Settlement a possibility. Celebrity chef Paula Deen, who lost endorsements and a national cooking show after she admitted using a racial slur in the past on Friday, welcomed the resolution of a lawsuit by a former employee who leveled accusations of racism and sexual
harassment.
Harassment, yes, sir. The federal lawsuit will be dismissed by agreement according to a court filing. It was not immediately clear whether there was a settlement, but a description on a federal court website labeled the filing as a settlement agreement. And the proceedings will be dismissed with prejudice, meaning a lawsuit can't be filed. Well, I mean, the reason why I'm calling up, Mr. Hendry, is it looks like you got to take a hit for the team, you know.
What does that mean, I got to take? What does that mean?
It looks like you were wrong about Paula Deen.
Well, if I was wrong, you were, you know.
No, no, no. I never came out and said that she was a racist. I said that I called her a butter hog. I'll admit that.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of you guys, you know, when you say butter hog, that's almost...
That's pretty, you know, it's pretty insulting, Margaret.
It may be insulting, it's not racist.
Well, but I mean, what the point that I'm making, Mrs. Gray and Mrs. Hendry, or not Mrs. Hendry, but...
Yes, you're Mrs. Hendry.
Mr. Hendry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hendry, is that both of you were coming down on Mr.
Mrs. Deen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Both of you were coming down on...
I want to interrupt him. Slow down, because you're starting to go, both of them...
Yes, ma'am. Both you and Mrs. Gray, Mr. Hendry, were coming down on Paula Deen and saying she was a Ku Klux Klan butter hog.
I never used that term at all.
I believe you did, Mr. Hendry.
Well, I said butter hog. I didn't say a Ku Klux Klan butter hog. That's ridiculous.
What about Ku Klux?
What about it? Yeah, what about a Ku Klux Klan?
What do you mean a Ku Klux? Are we getting into this again? Are you idiots still don't know how to pronounce that? Ku Klux Klan.
Well, it's pretty hard. I mean, you had a whole lifetime to practice it because those guys they were everywhere, man. They were sitting on bus benches back when you was a kid. Today, you can't find hide nor hair of them. And they don't exactly wear no sheets anymore. They wear T-shirts and army boots and stuff.
Okay, fine. But the point is, they're not... The bigger point here is I never said, nor do I recall Ms. Gray saying that Paula Deen was a Ku Klux Klan. Look, I'll give you this much, okay?
No, Mr. Henry. You got to finish the sentence. She called him a Ku Klux Klan butter hog.
It's not Ku Klux Klan, you ass.
All right, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's
Ku Klux Klan, okay?
Yes, sir.
I will give you this. I did jump. Look, I want to see this story. They dismissed the lawsuit, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything other than the fact that the thing that I saw in this story was that she did admit to using racial slurs in the past. She, as part of the dismissal of this lawsuit, was that she admit that she was using these terms. And that she was, guilty of addressing her employees this way. So this doesn't exactly let her off the hook. I think what was happening was that the judge and the people that filed the lawsuit...
Well, Mr. Henry, let me read on here because you might not know,
Let me do it, okay?
Well, I wanted to do it. You might not know.
You want to spit it out?
What's wrong with you? You sound like Billy Bibbit in One Flew Over the One Flew Over the Nest.
No, One Flew Over the Clue. Or not the Clue, the Coo.
Put them all on hold. I'll read it.
Phil, I have the story.
I'll read it. One Flew Over the Clue's Nest. Is there a disease that's flying around in the air right now? Are these two guys kidding? Don't say anything, bud. Now, the story here of Paula Deen lawsuit is as follows. The Paula Deen lawsuit, the proceedings will be dismissed with prejudice. Earlier this month, the district judge in Savannah dismissed a portion of the lawsuit that contended former employee Lisa Jackson was a victim of racial discrimination. Ms. Deen released a statement Friday saying she believes in kindness and fairness for everyone. While this has been a difficult time for both my family and myself, I'm pleased that the judge dismissed the race claims, and I'm looking forward to getting this behind me. Now, what Ms. Deen may not have addressed was that part of this settlement had to do with her admitting that she'd used racial terms in the past. Jackson could not claim to be a victim of racial discrimination targeting African Americans. She did allege that Deen and her brother, Bubba, committed numerous acts of violence, discrimination, and racism. Sexual harassment and abusive treatment were still pending until Friday's agreed order of dismissal. Deen thanked Jackson for 5 years of service at Uncle Bubba's. Moving forward, my team and I are working to review the workplace environmental issues that were raised in this matter and to retool all of my business operations. The complaint alleged racial biased attitude that it prevailed throughout the defendant's restaurant operations. The judge ruled there was no evidence of racially offensive comments allegedly made by Bubba Hare's directed toward Jackson. But that is not the claim when it comes to Deen. Who's Bubba Harris? Is that the guy's name? Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back with more on this.
Well, it looks to me like she got off the...
Well, yeah. And so if this kid is claiming that do I got to eat crow on this thing?
Yeah, it's not lying to me.
All right. I mean, I will. But let's take a break and figure it out first, if you don't mind, because there's a lot of stuff going on with this particular case, and I don't think there's people that are... I don't think everybody's reading the thing right. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You can take him off a hold if he just... Everybody calm down, okay?
Yeah, you got to calm down.
Yeah, just take it easy. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com and our number 855-500-7445. So what does everybody think? Do they got me over a barrel or something?
Well, it looks like you're going to have to come to Jesus on a couple of things.
Yeah, it looks like a come to Jesus.
What do you mean, come to Jesus? Let me get this kid. I shouldn't say kid. R.C., so exactly where do you think you got me?
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm not trying to say I got you or anything, but Paula Deen has been found to be not guilty of the you know, calling people in and telling Aunt Jemima jokes and stuff. And I'm just saying that, you know, you ought to admit to your wrongdoing. Didn't you think you done wrongdoing? Or are you saying...
Wait, what do you mean my wrongdoing?
Well, you said she was a racist.
Hey, Margaret, you know, if I were you, I would just back off because you were all over this thing, too.
I was following your lead.
Yeah, I think Ms. Gray was following your lead.
Oh, get out of here, follow. That's a hot one. The day she follows anybody's lead. I heard you saying she was, and I know you're saying it's not racist, but I heard you call her a butter hog, okay?
Yes, and that's not saying that she's a Ku Klux Klan or whatever these idiots call it. Or one flew over the Klu Klu's nest. I said she was a butter hog, and I have my reasons. And most of my reasons have to do with her recipes that contain butter. A lot of butter.
Well?
A lot of butter.
Well, that's probably an argument for another day, Mr. Henry, on whether the butter content, you know, would lead to it, but...
Lead to what?
Well, lead to a cardiac arrest or something like that.
Well, that's not a racial claim. That's got something to do. That's health. That's I tell you what, I would love to see somebody sue her because she would win that one too. I'd love to see someone sue her because her recipes contain too much butter. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that people would have a better chance. If you want to sue Paula Deen, go after her for the butter content. That's what I do.
I haven't even looked at her recipes to know what kind of butter content.
Well, Phil, one look at her.
You know, let's grow up a little bit.
I am grown up. I'm saying one look at her. That's not an infantile point of view.
Paula Deen eats. Whether she eats too much or too little is a point of debate. Whether it's the result of her recipes is also a point of debate. You can't say because she's fat, it's because her recipes have too much butter in them. She may, in point, be eating too much. Okay? I've never eaten any of Paula Deen's recipes, and I was overweight by some 60 pounds for a lot of years.
Yeah, but you said you was eating your wife's cooking, and that's the same... It's not the same thing, but it sort of is.
Why?
Well...
Yeah, that is kind of the same thing.
Well, why is that?
Because a guy that eats his wife's cooking is eating the cooking of his wife that he just married, and she's going to have a lot of butter.
Well, okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, if you think about it...
No, I don't even want to go further down the road of what you're talking about. You're saying that she just wants it to taste good.
Yes, sir.
Well, no kidding, man. Everybody wants their recipes to taste good.
Well, yeah, but not like a newlywed.
You know what? When you get old enough to know what you're talking about, then you give me a call, okay?
Well, that's what every adult says.
Well, that's what this adult's saying. You know, you were doing fine, man, when you said that I had to take one for the team for the racial stuff. Get off of whether Paula Deen ought to be sued for the butter content of her recipes. Now, what do you guys think I owe?
Well, a lot of things you were saying about Paula Deen being racist and everything.
Well, we figured out, Mr. Henry, that you should buy a Paula Deen cookbook and give it away. Well, maybe not give it away, but you ought to buy one.
I'll buy one.
God, you already...
You did, Phil. You kind of stuttered over that. Why?
What, you think it's some kind of a Freudian thing?
Well, it seems like that. Yeah, something, son, you went like, I'll buy one. Yeah.
Well, maybe it was Freudian. Maybe, you know, but I will. I'll buy a Paula Deen cookbook. If that's... I'm not going to give it away on the air. I'll use it.
Oh, yeah, right. What are you going to do?
I'll freaking make something with it. Okay?
You'll make something out of the Paula Deen cookbook.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll eat it here on the video cast. I'll show everybody here. Here's what I made from the Paula Deen cookbook.
What are you going to make?
I don't know. What has she got?
Probably got, like, if she's a Southern person, chicken.
Yeah, she's probably got hominy, or whatever that's called.
Hominy grits. There's hominy, there's chitlin. I don't think she's got chitlin. I think she's got chicken. She has, you know, pastries.
What about, like, pies?
Yeah, she's probably got the blueberry pie that you got to cool off on a windowsill.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, man. I'll make something out of the damn Paula Deen book. Is that cool with you? Will that do it?
I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. But I just want people to know that you was wrong, I think.
If I was wrong, I was wrong. I got to tell you something, though. I know there's a component of this settlement here that has to do with her admitting that she had used these racial terms. She's also, in this settlement, saying we're going to review our workplace habits. We're going to review the environment. We're going to review how we address our employees. So she's admitting to the fact that she needs, her business needs, to address anew these conditions.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I mean that she's admitted in the filings that I, in not the filings, in statements that she made after the proceedings, that her business needs to review certain things. And I had also read yesterday, when I read about the settlement, that she had to admit having used these racial terms. So I think what she's saying is, in exchange for the lawsuit being dropped, she will say openly and publicly that there were these, shall we say, environmental conditions that were negative, that were distasteful, that were injurious, and that, well, not injurious, but...
What does that mean, injurious?
That's what you're trying to use a big word.
Well, Phil, just keep it simple for these imbeciles.
Injurious, I don't want to use the word injurious because it's a legal term.
Yeah, so what?
That means that she'd have to, if she did something injurious, they'd have to find her guilty. So I don't want to say that.
Well, it doesn't make any difference if she did it or not if she didn't. If she did something that was like, I don't want to say a bad word, but you were saying it earlier, like butthurt, you know?
Well, what about using butthurt?
No, I'm not going to use butthurt.
Is that a legal term?
No, it is not a legal term. No, it is not.
Well, you could use it then.
But I'm not going to use it. Thank you very much, RC.
You said thank you very much.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a lisp.
See you later, man.
Well.
Okay, so that was fantastic.
Boy, you got rid of him, didn't you?
Yes, I did get rid of him because it got to a point where he was starting to bug the hell out of me, and I was going to go through the phone on him. There's something about that kid that's really rubbing me the wrong way, man.
What do you mean?
There's something about the kid that's rubbing me the wrong way. He gets on here and starts talking, hey, Mr. Henry, you know.
Well, Phil, I think you were a big man to admit you were wrong.
Well, I mean, if I was wrong about Paula Deen, hell yeah. But I don't know that I'm entirely wrong about her. I just don't. She used these words, she used these terms. What she had to do, what the person that sued her had to do, is they had to tie the use of these terms and this kind of workplace environment, if you will, or attitude that was being expressed, they had to tie that to a specific set of circumstances or events that reflected racial discrimination. You can say someone is using the N-word around you, but in a civil action, that's not enough to say that there's been harm done. You have to prove the harm. You have to prove the harm. So if you say, he used the N-word, and the court will say, aha, that's proof of injury, bang, you win. That is not proof of injury. There's no question that you can bring it to court in a civil action, say, they used the N-word and that resulted in injury to me. All right, what injury did you suffer? Well, psychological. Well, you're going to have to somehow put that all together for the court. What do you mean by that? So they tried to draw in a workplace environmental, workplace problems that kept me from being promoted. My pay was affected. My attendance was affected. Something along the lines of that. They couldn't do it. In every instance, they proved that there was, at least the Paula Deen side proved, that there was, in fact, no suffering of performance and that there was no real behavior reflected in how they were treated otherwise. So, yeah, she used these words, and I don't think it's educated. I think it is hateful. I think it's just ignorant beyond words to be using a word like that around black people. You got to be out of your mind, man. First of all, these days, it's suicidal. Suicidal. So... I say that what happened was they did not prove that it was an injurious thing. It was simply, it was hard to hear, but Paula Deen's side proved, no, we didn't act in a racially discriminatory manner other than to hear those words. And that's, you know, that's an argument for another day, man.
Well, I think that the fact is you were wrong.
Yeah, uh-huh, I was wrong, even though you agreed with me.
I said butterhog, that's all I'm admitting to.
And so I'm going to buy a Paula Deen cookbook and I'll cook something out of it, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, it can't be no barbecue because you always do that.
All right, it won't be any barbecue. I'll bake something. I'll cook something. I don't know what the hell I'll do. I'll do something, man. Okay, guys. Well, there. That's an interesting. That's an interesting thing. Paula Deen is, and now we'll see whether or not she's able to build this thing back to where it was, man. Is she going to bring her business back or not? Is she going to be able to bring her cookbook business back or not? Is she going to be, I don't know. You know, it's going to be a fascinating and an ongoing story, the Paula Deen story. All right, coming back with our final half hour here on this Friday night, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to talk with us about the weekend and your safety, your security, Jay's safety and security. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, 855-500-7445. Welcome back to our program. On the line with me, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and it's another hot weekend all across the country. We are coming toward I shouldn't say the end of the summer. That probably bums people out a little bit, Jay, but the three-quarter mark, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's part of the summer. This is August, really, Phil, so a lot of people are on vacation. I mean, a lot of people go out on vacation early. I've seen this around our neighborhood as we do our spend checks. We'll go up and down the street, and I'll ask people, are you going on vacation? And we have those run-ins. But people have, for the most part, we've been able to extract from people who are going on vacation on month of June, month of July.
Now, when you say that you have to extract, so you're asking people, goes to the very heart of what people have complained about.
Well, what people have complained about with our organization.
Exactly, that you're getting information from people that you're not entitled to.
Well, as we've often said, Phil, I think, every time someone brings this up, I always say the same thing. I say, you're stepping in it. If you want to step in it, go right ahead, but I'm not going to be there to wipe it off.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, if you want to step in it, go ahead, but I'm going to be there to wipe it off.
He said, if you want to step in it, go ahead, but he won't be there to wipe it off.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is that if you want to say that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is doing something that's extra-legal, you're going to be wrong, and you have to take a consequence. Now, I go along the different houses on our street and say, when are you going to be taking your vacation? Because we want to know when they're not going to be home. And when they're not going to be home is when burglar is going to assault the home. Now, I say burglar. You notice I don't say burglars in the plural because it's no longer useful to say burglars. We're just saying burglar because it's almost as if you're saying the phenomenon of a tornado or a hurricane was a phenomenon of burglar. And so if your home is hit by a tornado or your home is hit by, let's say your home is hit by a tsunami, you don't say a tsunami, say tsunami, say your home's hit by a burglar. See?
Okay, that's fine. I don't understand. Why do you need to...
What's the point of that?
The point is so that we're trimming down and slimming down and trimming the fat off of and going lean with the different terms we're using so that we can approach the crime problem in a much leaner, slimmer, more lean and mean and skinnier way. And so if I go to a homeowner, I say, well, when are you taking a vacation because burglar may be out?
That to me sounds really silly. Burglar. Yeah, burglars may, just someone is going to rip you off.
Well, okay, if you want to, but someone's going to rip you off. That's that many words. Burglar, that's all I got to say. Go ahead, say someone's going to rip you off.
Someone's going to rip you off.
Burglar. See, I said mine way quicker.
That's great. Now, how does that keep a home safe?
Well, it keeps a home safe this way. If I'm able to find out when you are not going to be home and you resist giving me that information. So I find out you're not home and you don't want to give me that information, right? Because I'm keeping track of when you're not home so I can protect your home. But you won't give me that information? That tells me that you'd rather have burglar. And when we did our newsletter, we do a semi-annual newsletter, and the article was called, Do You or Do You Not Really Want to Keep Burglar Away?
It sounds to me like you're fighting a battle.
Can I just finish what I'm saying, Phil?
Okay, go ahead.
So when we did our annual newsletter, or our semi-annual newsletter, I should say, we did our semi-annual newsletter at the beginning of summer, and then we do a semi-annual newsletter beginning of winter. And at beginning of winter, we talk, I forget what we talk about at beginning of winter, probably about Peepin' Tom or something like that, but in the beginning of because the Peepin' Tom comes out in the wintertime. They come out in winter because there's very few people out at night. That's when Peepin' Tom comes out.
Now, you call it the Peepin' Tom?
No, man, Peepin' Tom. Oh. So, and then at beginning of summer, that's when burglar. Okay, so...
I'm never going to get used to that.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, yes, you will, because you're interested in keeping your home safe. So I say to people, when are you going to be out on vacation? I don't want to tell you, Jay. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I still don't want to tell you, Jay. Okay, that tells me something, that you're not afraid of burglar. And they say, that's none of your business. Fine, that's great.
And so when they go on vacation, does their home get ripped off, the ones that don't tell you?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily, because I know what you're thinking, and I'm very offended by it, but that's okay. You're saying that we're going to go around and rip off someone's house. No, we're not. So, how does that make you feel?
Okay, so the people that don't give you the information when they're on vacation, they just go on vacation. Do you know they're on vacation?
Yeah, you know, their cars are gone, or at least, all you got to do is knock on the door.
So you're going to their house anyway to check to see if they're home or not?
That's correct.
All right, well, then you can protect their home then.
Well, we may not have the manpower. That's what I'm saying. So we are not ripping their homes off. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. We're protecting their homes. Their homes could very well be ripped off. But that's up to the burglar. And burglar gets his information in a lot of different places. Burglar may find out about information that is in the neighborhood. Burglar may find out about information like at the supermarket. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so are not home this week because we stopped the grocery deliveries or whatever, you know. That's where burglar go.
This thing with burglar, man, is just...
Yeah, it's a little irritating.
Well, it's a law enforcement tool, ma'am. It's not. We didn't design it to make you guys feel all warm and gushy inside, you know.
No, it's not about me feeling warm and gushy. It sounds, forgive the word, it sounds a little mentally deficient, you know, so we're not using that R word.
You mean retarded?
So I didn't want to use that word.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, though.
Says you.
Yeah, says me.
Well, so what's that mean?
Well, what does it do, man? What does it do? How does it help you, burglar?
I just got done telling you. It's an economy of word that helps us stick to the real job, which is to find out where burglar is.
Okay, look, you haven't said anything to me yet that indicates anything.
But Jerry, I doubt very much if you had a real law enforcement, if you had a law enforcement officer on it you respect, like a regular city cop, you would be yelling at him and telling him he's a retard and everything like that. And that's how you treat me.
I apologize, Jay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to raise my voice to you.
Well, that's what you do. Every time we come on, you're always going, yeah. You yell and everything like that. And all I'm saying is, we're trying to protect homes the best way we know how. Do I know where burglar is? I don't know where burglar go. Burglar is burglar. He does what he wants to do.
Will you quit talking about the guy like he's a superhero or something?
Jeez.
My yards. It's weird, man.
Why?
Nobody talks about burglar.
Just, here's the thing. You go, if the cat goes on vacation and you see that he's on vacation and you can protect his home, then what difference does it make whether you found out ahead of, you're telling me you got a manpower problem. I ain't buying that for a second, man. Because I know you can rotate crews, whatever you, and if you want to keep an extra eye out on a guy's house, you can do that.
Yes, sir, I can do that. You're right, Mr. Henry, but how much interest does that guy have in protecting his home when he don't tell me when he go on vacation?
Yeah, and then burglar may come.
Well, if you want to make a joke about it, go right ahead. But what interest do I have in that?
So in other words, if the guy doesn't give you the information you want, you just go ahead and tell him it's sink or swim. You're on your own, pal. Your house may be burglarized. It may not be burglarized. You didn't give me my information, so screw you.
Well, you're making it sound like it's a little childish. Yeah.
Well, Jay, it is sounding childish because if you're not going to be there when the man's on vacation and you insist on this term burglar...
Well, why didn't he tell me?
Because he doesn't want to give you that information. He doesn't want to tell Jay Santos that.
Yeah, and yet he would expect Jay Santos to keep burglar away. See, we did that 2 years ago. You know, the Rydell family is at the end of my street, okay?
Right.
And their home was targeted by burglar. We were there. And there were two gentlemen who were getting out of a car, and this is about 3 in the morning, and these guys were walking around the backside of the Rydell home, and Space Commander, Subspace Commander Gleason was there, and they got skittish, and they moved on.
What is the Space Commander?
That's the sub commander. We talk about commander, sub commander. That's the subspace commander.
What is that?
What is that? God, Phil.
Hey, Jay, it's the fact that I've even got you on the air consider that a victory. And now you're telling me about your subspace commanders, dude. Anybody dialing in? They think I'm talking to some nut that believes Star Trek exists. Okay.
Yeah, and yet I helped the Rydell home keep from being burglar could get in.
Burglar, you know, that's great. That's great. And what did the Rydell family say when they got home?
Well, we told them what happened, and they thanked us. We shook hands, and it was all a big misunderstanding because they thought we were a bunch of space cadets, too. And I told them, well, you may think that, but look at that. Subspace Commander Gleason saved the day, and he saw these guys come around, told them to get lost.
Did you guys call the cops?
Of course we called the cops, but they were long gone. But we did have a description. We had a license plate. It had a description of the car and everything. So when I talk to these families now, and they don't want to give me information to protect their home, and I say, well, the Rydells, we kept burglars from going in, then they give me the rolled eye look, and they go, ew. They give me that curled lip routine. That's it.
Anybody is going to roll their eyeballs, man, when you're standing there talking to them about burglar, and they don't know what's up with you. Even though on your street, Jay, I'm sure by now you're legendary. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with our final segment here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. How can you keep your home safe from burglar here at the tail end of the summer? Phil Hendry Show at 855-500-7445, philhendryshow.com. World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the Pacific Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And we just had a little bit of a look there as we were coming out of our commercial break on Phil TV and HD of the beautiful little baby Northwest. This is Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's child. And now, it's a she. Oh, whew. Man. I didn't know what gender the child. I forgot. I hadn't followed the story.
Well, yes, it's a she, and you couldn't tell by the name?
No, I could not tell by the name. Who could tell by the name? North. What is that?
It doesn't tell you.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line with us. Jay, and, we continue discussing your security toward the end of the summer. And, of course, I know that you have in mind the well-being and the safety of all of the people on your street and everybody in the patrol area there. I'm just saying that asking people for information like that, you're generally going to get a no, unless you're an actual cop.
Well, this is interesting. Are we actual cops? We're actual cops, Phil, when we save someone's house from being burglarized, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, so that's when we're actual cops. If we stop the burglarism of a home, then people say that we are cops. But if I'm wearing my pith helmet and, I'm going door to door, and we're in our uniform, and we're asking people, are you going on vacation when? And they go, why don't you go ahead and take your, they always call us, why don't you take your fairy ass out of here with your fairy, with your fairy wear. And I'll say, excuse me, sir, I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This guy, Herbinder, this man who lives over on Claremont. And we went over there, and he goes, take your ferry wear and go ahead and, fly back to Fairyland. And I said, you understand I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police? And he goes, no, you're the ferry police. And he starts flapping his wings and all this stuff, right? So guess what happened to his house?
It got burglarized.
You got it. You got it. And he refused. He did. And so he said, okay, fine, That summer, his home was broken into, and I mean, whoever went in there defecated on the beds.
Good God.
Yeah, it was bad. Took the TV set, took all the pieces of electronic equipment, defecated in every room, and it was both human and dog. I got to tell you, it was bad. It was really bad.
Well, wait a second. This is the story that this was one of your sub-commanders.
Yes, ma'am, it was. We arrested him ourselves. It was one of our sub-commanders that did it. And his dog. But the fact is, this guy's house...
Whoa, man.
No, you're not going to hang that wall on Citizens Auxiliary Police. Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, the guy was in your organization.
Yeah, this was in the breeze. I saw the story, Jay. You've got to be a little bit honest.
Yeah, no, I'm being honest. I'm totally being honest. But we did not commission that crime. That was nothing to do with us.
But it was one of your guys.
Yeah, it was one of my guys taking advantage of the fact that he saw that this guy's house was not going to be occupied for 2 weeks. But, you know, I have no doubt.
Who was the guy that did this?
It was one of our new sub. That's why it was one of our new subspace commanders. Subspace Commander Bartlett. And
what is with this subspace dude? I don't know. I thought I had all the ranks memorized. You got sub commanders. You're the Brigadier Admiral, Major Newton.
That's correct. We have full commander. This was a subspace commander. I don't understand. What don't you understand?
Well, what is that? Is that the lowest rank?
That is the lowest rank, yes, ma'am. And subspace Commander Bartlett was brand new, so I had no doubt that he was a train wreck. I knew this guy was a crime wave waiting to happen.
And you've got this guy as one of your subspace commanders.
Subspace, not sub.
Yeah, you got to know the difference on a subspace.
Oh, I see. Well, you got that all figured out, huh, Bud?
Well, just, like Bud and I, we want to be subspace, but they wouldn't let us in.
Yeah, I had to deny. I denied the application of both your guys because they didn't live there. You know, I mean, I'm not saying they were bad, but they didn't live anywhere near us.
Okay, but you didn't deny their application because they weren't honest or anything.
No. They just didn't. Both of these guys, Bud won't even say where he lives, and Robert lives, you know, in Southgate, which I can't deal with. Not because of the race, but you're too far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so your subspace commander, Bartlett, ripped off this guy's house, defecated in all the rooms?
Well, I think that goes without saying. I mean, if you're a guy and you go, hey, take your little fairyware and go off to fairyland, and you start flapping your fairy wing and all that, yeah, you're going to leave him a little special treat. You know, you're going to rip him off, but it's not just going to rip him off. You're going to leave a little special something to remember you by. That's standard.
Oh, is that standard, really? So defecate? I'm going to tell you something right now. That kind of behavior, to me, denotes serious emotional and mental disturbance. Serious. And then he had his dog with him.
Yeah, he and the dog both, which is, I'm not going to judge a man. I will tell you, Subspace Commander Bartlett is now, remanded for psychiatric appraisal. But I think, in a way, it's a sort of weird but skillful dog training to be able to squat and, like, both of you at the same time. And I said to him, why would you waste a talent like that on burglarizing a home? And he goes, because the guy was talking about being a fairy and, you know, the fairy police.
This is this guy Bartlett?
Yes, sir.
Jay, I don't know where you find him, man.
Well, I always say that about you too, Mr. Henry.
Well, you're right about that. All right, so this guy, I got to tell you something. That to me is not going to inspire any confidence whatsoever in me in your Citizens Auxiliary Police when you got one of your guys is a burglar. That is real cheesy.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. We've instituted procedures against burglar.
And one of the things that I don't see is helping you at all is referring to burglars as one big burglar. That, to me, is just the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you for your confidence.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to help you here, man. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Bud?
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. Yeah, I agree.
Margaret?
Well, what are you asking me, Mike? Of course it's idiotic. What does it mean? It means nothing. Burglar.
Well, you know, why don't you leave law enforcement to me?
Yeah, okay. I sure will there, Sheriff Dillon. Well,
No, it's Marshal Dillon. Wow. You don't even know. You don't even know. Jeez.
Yeah, you're right, man. I don't know Marshal and Sheriff.
He's a guy that he just wants to do his part.
Yeah, you keep doing your part, Jay. One of these days, you're going to be doing your part in a soft room, man. Because if Subspace Commander Bartlett wound up in a soft room, I don't think you're too far behind. Burglar. All right, so we have the weekend ahead, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing tomorrow night, man, but we'll be updating you through the weekend on what is up. Don't forget Bobby Dooley's podcast today with Henry Rollins. Download all of them. They're a lot of fun. Bobby is she's in fine form, man. Bobby thinks she is the god of interviewers. You know, she believes that she's the star. She could have the Queen of England in there.
Oh, she really, and the way she spoke with Patty Arquette. Oh, did you do Haiti? Oh, do you help? She is very disrespectful.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I thought so.
I thought she enjoyed Patty Arquette very. I think it was very. So check out all of Bobby's podcasts, Bobby Dooley, and then of course our free podcast, our classic podcast, every Monday drops on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on the Sideshow Network. It's a gas. It's a beautiful thing. And of course our website, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video casts of each and every show you can watch and and just check out how we do what we do. Want to thank my good friend here, Bud, and Robert and Margaret. Thank you very much, guys, for helping out the show here this evening. Of course, in all the way back east there is Peter. He's helping out on the board there in the district. In the district. And, of course, see what else. Well, everybody, everywhere, thank you. All of our station sponsors and, of course, all of you guys, our listeners, all of our subscribers. Week 2 of the reboot is under our belts. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. See you cats on Monday night. Have a good weekend.